Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Friday, April 3rd, Pope Francis prays for those who will feel the consequences of the coronavirus. A bishop of Latin America calls for love and compassion for those who suffer, and the Pope also releases his prayer intention for the month of April. In the Vatican, I am Francesca Merli. During his morning mass on Thursday, Pope Francis turned his thoughts to the problems that will be caused after the coronavirus pandemic, such as poverty, unemployment and hunger. The Pope remembered those who are already focusing on the issues, saying we pray for all the people who help today, but also think of tomorrow to help us all. Pope Francis has been praying daily for those suffering from the coronavirus. On Thursday, he prayed for the homeless. 10 years ago, a woman living in Boston named Debbie lost her job. 10 months ago, she began to live in a homeless shelter. She spoke with Sister Bernadette Reese about her experience living in a homeless shelter during the COVID-19 crisis.
I had lost my job about 10 years ago now, and I took a while, and after about a year, I started job hunting and just couldn't get anything, at which point my depression kicked in, and I basically sat at home till the money ran out. I can remember every once in a while thinking, the money's going to be gone. And sure enough, it was. It was not long after that that I had to leave the apartment, and I lived in my car for 3 years, and now I've been in a shelter for about 10 months.
And the shelter, how have they been managing? How have you been managing now with the coronavirus epidemic?
First, it was kind of, you did social distancing when you went outside, but in the shelter, we really were not able to. I mean, there was a lot of washing hands. They put up screens between the beds, but during the evening, we were all in one room sitting at tables together. And eventually the virus got into the shelter. It was just a matter of time. We knew it would.
Your worst fear became reality yesterday when you found out you had been exposed and then you had to move. What was that like?
I was kind of in shock, though I did, in a sense, tell on myself. I went into the office to talk to someone and said, I know you can't tell me, but this is the name I keep hearing. And I sat next to them. And the response was, if you're that concerned, go and see the nurse. And it was said in such a way that I thought, uh-oh, I better go. And then after that, it's pretty much a blur. A lot of, yeah, you're going to go to quarantine. We're going to put you somewhere. And then just sitting for a very long time and waiting.
Where did they take you?
I'm at it used to be a rehab in a part of Boston.
The president of the Latin American Bishops' Council, Archbishop Miguel Cabrejos Vidarte of Trujillo in Peru, is calling on the faithful to extend God's generous, compassionate and merciful love for the most needy who are suffering as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Christopher Wells tells us more.
In a letter addressed to the whole of Latin America and the Caribbean, Archbishop Miguel Cabrejos Vidarte, the president of the Latin American Bishops' Council, known as CELAM, reflects on faith, hope, and mercy in the face of the global crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. In his letter, Archbishop Cabrejos expresses the hope that this global crisis may be overcome if we all work together responsibly. In the midst of experiences of insecurity and anxiety, of fear of loneliness, he writes, this time can also be a moment of grace to allow God to touch and heal our wounds, to transform and renew us interiorly, so that we can live with eyes, ears, and hearts open to God, to our brothers and sisters, and to Mother Nature. In these circumstances, the Archbishop continues, a true love for one's neighbor and for the care of the most vulnerable is shown in respect for the measures linked to physical and social isolation. But these restrictions should not lead us to erect walls and barriers in our hearts, he says. At the same time, the President of CELAM asks the faithful to extend the generous, compassionate, and merciful love that God has for us, especially for our brothers and sisters. The COVID-19 pandemic is affecting all of us, Archbishop Cabrejo says. It is an absolutely exceptional and unprecedented situation, which upsets our lives and generates great pain because of so much human suffering that makes us reflect and ask questions and pushes us to discern what is God's message to the human heart about what is happening. The current pandemic makes us aware that we have not heard the cry of the poor and of our seriously ill planet. Archbishop Cabrejos concludes his letter, "In this Lent and Easter season that we must live in times of pandemic, we place our hope in the cross of Jesus, through which we have been healed and embraced, so that nothing and no one can separate us from his redeeming love." I'm Christopher Wells.
Caritas Internationalis, the global confederation of 165 national Catholic relief and development agencies, has been active across the world in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact. In this task, it is particularly trying to ensure that the vulnerable and fragile are not left behind, said the Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, Aloysius John. Speaking at an online press conference in Rome on Friday morning, he echoed the call of Pope Francis for universal solidarity and fraternity in fighting this pandemic.
It is a major challenge, and at the same time, it is a call for global solidarity. As the Holy Father Pope Francis said, we have to look at each other with sense of solidarity and act accordingly. Caritas Internationalis is organizing itself in order to promote universal solidarity in a spirit of global fraternity. Our main concern today is to prepare the poorer countries in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the Middle East to confront such a massive emergency due to a sudden outbreak of the pandemic. The people on the move, the migrants, the asylum seekers, and the displaced are also in highly vulnerable conditions and are already affected by the loss of means of livelihood, precarious living conditions, and also lack of needs. Caritas has a special concern for those living in the refugee and IDP camps. Caritas Internationalis is also concerned by the humanitarian situation in the Middle East, in South Sudan, Central Africa, where an outbreak of the epidemic could lead to a major humanitarian disaster in these countries, already fragile due to continued war and violence. The international community must continue to focus attention on the support to the Global South, which is ever more needed at this moment of tragedy. In line with the Holy Father and Cardinal Tagle, the President of Caritas Internationalis, we call for a ceasefire at this moment of dire need to save lives. The fear of death due to coronavirus must lead us to stop killing innocent lives through war and conflict. We also call for the lifting of sanctions on Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, and Iran, so that humanitarian work may continue at this critical moment of survival for the poorest. Caritas Internationalis emphasizes Cardinal Tagle's call for the debt cancellation and those funds to be allocated for micro-development activities of the poorest.
That was Aloysius John, the Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis, speaking at an online press conference in Rome on Friday morning. Pope Francis is inviting everyone to pray during the month of April for those suffering from various forms of addiction. Devin Watkins has more.
Seguramente han oído hablar del drama de la adicción.
Surely you've heard about the drama of addiction. That was how Pope Francis began the video message accompanying his prayer intention for the month of April. Millions of people around the world suffer from some form of addiction. Besides well-known dependency issues regarding drugs, alcohol, and tobacco, the Pope also recalls addiction to gambling, pornography, and the Internet. With the ubiquity of smartphones, the World Health Organization says there is an increasing risk of excessive misuse, which can lead to negative health consequences. Those who suffer from addiction to the digital world can see their daily human relationships fall into disrepair and distancing, including with those closest to them.
Apoyados por el Evangelio de la Misericordia, podemos aliviar, cuidar y curar los sufrimientos relacionados con las nuevas adicciones.
So Pope Francis recalls that the Gospel of Mercy can help us alleviate, care for, and heal the suffering associated with new kinds of addiction. Finally, Pope Francis invited all people to do their part and pray. He said, "We pray that those suffering from addiction may be properly helped and accompanied." I'm Devin Watkins.
As I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, Pope Francis this morning turned his thoughts to the problems that will be caused after the coronavirus pandemic, such as poverty and hunger. Then, in his homily, the Pope recalled Our Lady of Sorrows, inviting us to thank her for being our mother. Lydia O'Kane reports.
On this Passion Friday, which commemorates Mary's sorrows, Pope Francis dedicated his homily to Our Lady of Sorrows. Today, he said, it will do us good to think about Our Lady's sorrows and to thank her because she accepted to be a mother.
La pietà cristiana ha raccolto.
Pope Francis recalled that Christian devotion has collected Our Lady's sorrows and speaks of the seven sorrows. The first, he said, is just 40 days after the birth of Jesus, Simeon's prophecy that speaks of a sword that will pierce her heart. In the second sorrow, she thinks about the flight to Egypt to save her son's life, while the third recalls those 3 days of anguish when the boy remained in the temple. The fourth and fifth sorrow, he said, see Our Lady meeting Jesus on the way to Calvary and his subsequent death on the cross. Pope Francis noted that in the sixth and seventh sorrow, Mary continues to accompany Jesus when he is taken down from the cross and then buried. It is good for me, said the Pope, late in the evening when I pray the Angelus, to pray these seven sorrows as a remembrance of the Mother of the Church, who, with so much pain, gave birth to us all. Our Lady never asked anything for herself, Pope Francis underlined. She only agrees to be a mother. She accompanied Jesus like a disciple because the gospel shows that she followed Jesus. The Pope issued an invitation to honour Our Lady and say, this is my mother, because she is a mother, and this is the title she received from Jesus right there at the moment of the cross. Our Lady did not want to take away any title from Jesus, said Pope Francis. She received the gift of being his mother and the duty to accompany us as mother, to be our mother. She did not ask for herself to be a quasi-redeemer or a co-redeemer. No, the Redeemer is one, and this title does not duplicate. Concluding his homily, the Pope invited the faithful to thank Our Lady for being a mother and to stop a little and think about Our Lady's pain and sorrows. I'm Lydia O'Kane.
And finally, the Congregation for Divine Worship has issued a votive mass for this time of pandemic and a new intention for the solemn intercessions during the celebration of the Lord's Passion on Good Friday. The new liturgical texts are available on the Congregation's website, along with the decrees dated 30th of March promulgating them. The documents had already been provided to the world's bishops. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, and to listen to this broadcast as a podcast, please visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates on our Facebook page or on Twitter. Many thanks go to our sound engineers in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Francesca Merkel.